Have your affairs. Don't let them affect our political life. Bill Clinton fucked up.
Here's a question in John D. Gockefeller says, wait. JT's an only child? Let's get his stance on incest. People with siblings were mortified, but Ted made it sound like he didn't care as an only child. Well,
I care. I mean, I would take a shit. I'm sorry, I would take a shit. That would weird me out. It's like these two sisters
that look very similar to each other. And they're like doing things with each other. You're like freaking out.
I don't know about freaking out, but it's like, it would gross me out a bit. I know they're sisters. Mm-hmm. I was never into the incest porn. In fact, even when you see it and it's like stepbrother on stepsister, it's like, ugh. It's like, I know where they're trying to go.
Yeah, all about it.
Yeah, I know where they're trying to go. It's too far.
I mean, of course.
Jacob married two sisters.
That doesn't make it any better, Robbie.
No, I understand. But no, I'm serious, because you know, people will come up from the Bible Belt. I was like, oh, this is terrible. Yeah. So the Bible says marriage is between one man and one woman. However, there are examples replete throughout the Bible of men and their harems and multiple wives, that kind of thing.
And isn't it like a biblical, it's a Hebrew thing, right? That like if a guy dies, like his brother should marry the widow?
Yeah, because back then there's no welfare. So I mean, it was your responsibility was to marry marry the wife. And so the point that I'm trying to make, JT, I'm actually team JT on this. Just be honest with it. And if some pearl clutching person from a Zionist church says, oh my God, this is horrible, I would refer them to the book of Genesis. So here it is. It's right here. This is biblical. If you have a problem with it, God wrote the book, not me.